Acts, the book of Acts, the 27th chapter. I'm going to start in the fourth verse. And first of all, to trust God, trust the Lord. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead you. Be sensitive to the voice of God. Amen. I want to talk about overcoming the shipwrecks in life. Let's begin in verse 4. Just pray with me. The Bible saying, putting out to sea from there, we encountered headwinds that made it difficult to keep the ship on course. Now, many of you, amen, that's familiar with this text, amen, know that Paul was in prison. Huh? Paul was a prisoner. Amen. He was in prison. Amen. And really, he was in prison for the gospel's sake. Amen. They didn't give him justice. Come on. So Paul had appealed, amen, to Caesar. And Paul was on his way to Italy. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. And so the Bible says, amen, that they encountered headwinds, amen, that made it difficult to keep the ship on course. Amen. See, in order to avoid and overcome, in some cases, amen, a shipwreck in life, whether it's you being a believer, amen, and avoiding shipwreck is learning how to hear a word from the Lord and obeying, hallelujah, a word from the Lord. For the person that's not born again is hearing the gospel and responding in through repentance and acceptance of Jesus. And allowing him to be your navigator. Somebody shout and say, you understand what I mean when I say navigator, right? He plots the plan. He gives you the direction. He shows you which way to turn. What I'm trying to say is that God and the Holy Spirit, praise God, gives direction. And we must allow the Lord to guide us in our lives. And if we do that, we avoid shipwrecks in life. Amen, say. Now, that's the crux of the message. Amen. Is that if we allow God to lead us in life, we will avoid shipwrecks in life. When I say shipwrecks, according to the text, also we will avoid loss. Amen. And we will be able to live. Hallelujah. As a result of following God's direction. Come on. So now understand this, though. The Bible says that as they went out to sea, they encountered headwinds that made it difficult to keep the ship on course. Now, I heard somebody this morning was talking about their lives. Amen. And, you know, when we're living our life apart from Jesus and apart from God, amen, we have our plans and we have our course. Amen. But listen here. You know, if we don't have Christ in our lives, amen, we don't have the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us, although we may have our plans and our course, amen, if it's against the will of God, amen, there's going to be some headwinds. That's right. And if they're not careful, if you stay on that course when God is giving you a sign, God is giving you a word to change courses, if you attempt to try to stay on that course, amen, hallelujah, the Bible said it became difficult to stay on that course. Have you noticed that even before you were born again? Hallelujah. And God had a hand on your life. He was leading you to salvation. It seemed like the harder you tried to go this way, God was drawing you the other way. Hallelujah. Those are called headwinds. God is trying to get your attention. And sometimes the headwinds of life are a sign of coming difficulties. Amen. And we must heed to the advice of wisdom and God's direction. Hallelujah. So the Bible said, and so we sailed to Cyprus between the island and the mainland. In other words, amen, rather than go way out, far out into the sea, they figured that they would take a course, Brother Quentin, that was close to land. And while they were traveling, amen, in the sea, they tried to just don't go too far out to sea, but they were traveling in between this island and the mainland is what was happening. Uh-huh. Verse 5 saying, we passed along the coast of the province of Sicilia, landing at Myra. And in the province of Lycia, there the officer found, no, underline officer. I want you to underline that, because notice in the process that this officer was appointed, amen, over Paul, first of all. Amen. And during the process, amen, of what God was doing in Paul's life, God was touching the heart of this officer. We'll see later on in the text. Amen. So the Bible says they found an Egyptian ship. Underline Egyptian ship. Amen. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Now, that's very interesting. That's the study in and of itself. Amen. That the officer found an Egyptian ship from Alexandria that was bound to Italy. The Bible said they put us on board. Amen. So we've tried it our way. Is that right? We ought to try God's way. Amen. We've tried to live our life apart from God. Amen. Now we should make a change and then live our life for God and for Jesus Christ. Somebody shout and say amen. Amen. So now let's go on. The Bible says that they were bound to Italy and they put us on board. Amen. Verse 7. And the Bible says they had several days of what? Rough sailing. Again, when we try to live our life apart from God, amen, what ends up happening? Rough sailing. Rough what? Rough sailing. Amen. So when you're trying to sail in life against the tides of God's purpose and direction, rough days are ahead. But if you listen to God's voice, you will avoid many rough seas in life and avoid many storms. Huh? And then remember that Jesus will calm the storm. What will he do? He'll calm the storm and the tempest. Amen. Now, it goes on to say, after great difficulties, we finally neared Cnidus, but the wind was against us. Again, you see it again. As they were going, amen, in their own plans, what ended up happening? The wind would come against them. See, all of these things were signs, amen, that God had his hand on their lives. Is that right? And many of us can testify to that before we were born again. Amen. You know, there were different things that we were attempting to do and trying to do. There were certain paths and directions that we were trying to take, right? But God had his hands on us. Whenever a man or woman tries to live their life apart from Christ, their life is subject to ruins. Their home, their job, their marriage, their children, their mind, their body, their emotions are subject to shipwreck. But don't worry. Jesus is able to take you through and remember that you are not alone, but God is with you and he will carry you through. Won't he do it? Now, here's very interesting here. Here's something that's interesting. Verse 8, and we struggled along the coast with great difficulty and finally arrived at our haven near the city of Lycia. Look at verse 9. And it said we had lost a lot of time. That's interesting. In the journey of life, when we try to live our life apart from God, amen. Have you ever felt that way? That after you come to know the Lord and after you're saved, that all of the time that you've missed, and you think about all of the opportunities, the missed opportunities and the things that you could have had, you feel as if you've lost a lot of time. That's what happened. The Bible said we had lost a lot of time. How many times, amen, people come into the knowledge of the truth of Christ and salvation have a feeling of having lost a lot of time and missed out on many opportunities in life. They realize that had they known then what they know now, that everything would be different. But there is hope because Jesus is able to change our lives for the better. Amen. Starting right now. So forget about the past and start living for God's purpose today. And next week, I want to talk about that. Amen. Of overcoming our past, because sometimes the enemy want to press us and keep us in our past. Amen. But we got to come out of the past and move on to our todays and into our tomorrows. Hallelujah. They realize. Amen. So God wants us to forget about our yesterdays and walk into God's purpose in our today. And then the Bible goes on to say the weather was becoming dangerous. Have you noticed that in life? That when you try to go against the will of God, amen, and God's hand on your life before you were born again, it progressively what? Got worse. Because God what? Was trying to get our attention. Amen, saints. Have you noticed that when a person is living their life in sin and against God's will, their lives begin to get progressively worse? That's a trick of the enemy trying to keep that person in bondage despite the signs of imminent destruction. Amen. Now, the Bible says the weather was becoming dangerous for long voyages by then because it was late in the fall. And Paul spoke. Underline that. That's what I this word. Paul did what he spoke. Amen. To the ship's officer about it. Now, listen, here we have, amen, a child of God, a man of God, an apostle, amen, who was a prisoner, huh? Who was giving advice to the man in charge. Huh? That's right. Isn't that interesting? Paul gave the ship's officer advice. Now, here's the advice in verse 10. He said, "Sirs," he said, "I believe there is trouble ahead if we go on. Shipwreck, loss of cargo, injuries, and danger to our lives." There it is right there. That was a word from the Lord. Amen. That had they listened, they would avoid, amen, any loss. Because we're going to find out later that by the time everything was said and done, things got so bad. And this is where I'm going. Amen. Amen. Is this in life. There are some things, and I'll just go ahead and say it. Amen. As the Spirit of the Lord is leading me. There are some things in life that we consider to be important. Amen. But I want to ask you a question. Are those things really important to you? Amen. Think about the things that we consider to be important in our lives. And I pray that those things that we think about to be important in our lives, amen, are our families and our loved ones and the relationships that we have with those around us and our neighbors and our friends and those types of things. You understand what I'm saying? What are the things that are important to you in life? Because before they finished their journey, all of those things that they thought were important to them when they started out, you hear me? Was it important to them? Because the time came, amen, when it got so bad, amen, that cargo that they had to throw it overboard. You understand what I'm saying? The Bible says, and I'll just go ahead and tell the story, that they had this lifeboat that they were pulling behind them. The Bible said the storm got so bad that they wanted to make sure they saved their lifeboat because they thought that that lifeboat was the salvation for them. So they pulled the lifeboat and they put it on the ship. But if you read the story, the Bible said that the storm got so bad, amen, that there were a group of soldiers, amen, that while the others were trying to save the ship, they decided they're going to let the lifeboat down. And Paul told them, "You got to stay on board if you're going to be saved." There was the lifeboat. Now, what am I saying with that? You know, there are some things that we think is going to save us and deliver us. You know, you understand what I'm saying. If I can just get this, then everything is going to be all right. Huh? In life. Huh? We think that the answer to life is obtaining things. And now, don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with having things. Amen. God will bless you with things. But we have to make sure that we put God first. How many times have you sought after things? And then after you obtained those things, you found out, amen, that nothing changed. Come on, somebody say amen. The answer is not in things. And those soldiers thought that their answer was in that lifeboat. And you know why the whole other group wasn't looking. They figured they were going to take that boat and put it in the water and escape for their lives. But Paul told them, hold on a minute here. Amen. Your salvation is not in that boat. Your salvation is in the Lord. In other words, amen, they thought that the answer to their salvation was through the lifeboat. The answer is through Jesus. Come on, somebody say amen. Is that right? Amen. The answer is in Jesus. So Paul warned them ahead of time, amen, that trouble was ahead. Now, can you imagine an officer? Paul was a prisoner, amen. And the officer must have looked at Paul and said, "Now, I'm certified, amen, in marine navigation, and I got this and I got that background. Who is Paul to tell me?" You understand? We ought not set sail. The weather looks good. But listen, my brothers and sisters, don't determine what you do based on the weather. Determine what you do based on the word of God, based on faith, based on what God has said. You understand what I'm saying? Because the day looked it clear, and they figured now that it's clear, amen, that we're going to make a run for it. And the Bible says, amen, they let up the anchor, amen, hallelujah, and they pulled in everything, amen, and they figured they're trying to make their way. And what had happened, as soon as they pulled up the anchor and took off, the Bible says the storm got worse. The storm came back abruptly, the Bible said. I mean, suddenly the storm came up again, and there they were. Yes. Verse 13, I'm going to jump down to 13. The Bible said, when a light wind began blowing from the south, the sailors thought that they couldn't make it. So they pulled up the anchor and sailed along close to the shore. Verse 14, but the weather changed. Oh, my goodness. See, we got to listen to God. Amen. Because they already had instructions. But it looked like everything was okay, so they set sail. Huh? Verse 15, they couldn't turn the ship into the wind, so they gave up and let it run before the gale. In other words, the more they tried to steer that ship, guess what? The worse it got. And isn't that so when we don't know the Lord and we try to live our lives apart from God? It seems like the more we try to steer the ship, guess what? The worse it gets. The harder it gets. That's right. Even as believers, when we try to go against, amen, the will of God, amen, and we try to steer the ship one way, the harder we try, what? The worse it gets. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Yes. So the Bible said the weather changed, amen, and caught the ship and blew it into the sea. They couldn't turn the ship into the wind, so they gave up. And verse 16 saying, we sailed behind a small island called Cauda, where great difficulty, we hoisted aboard the lifeboat that was towing behind us. Then we banded the ship with ropes and strengthened the hull. The sailors were afraid and being driven across the sandbars off the coast of Africa. So they lowered the sea anchor and were thus driven before the wind. Verse 18. And the next day, amen, the winds continued to batter the ship. The crew began throwing the cargo overboard. There it is right there. They start throwing the cargo. Now, right, notice, right, they didn't throw everything overboard. Amen. They just lighten the load. The real things that they cared about, Sister Phillip, they still held on to. You understand what I'm saying? Uh-huh. The Bible said they threw it overboard. But the more they tried, the worse it got. Then what happened? The Bible said, and then even they threw out the ship's equipment and even anything else they could lay their hands on. So you see, it got so bad that guess what? All of those things that they considered to be important to them, guess what? It was not really important at all. There you go, sister. Because what? They wanted to save their lives. You understand? Sometimes we can hear people's testimonies and sometimes we can see people go through tragedies, and it's only through those tragedies that they come to realize what's really important in their life. They come to realize that their families, their husbands, their wives, their children and their grandchildren and their family and the love, the people that are around them, these are things that are what's most important to them. Amen. Praise God. Mm-hmm. So let's move on now. Amen. So what's really important to you? Verse 20. And the Bible said the terrible storm raged up unabated for many days, blotting out the sun and the stars until at last all hope was gone. Brother Ben, you mentioned that. Amen. About hope. Amen. When people lose hope, amen, they give up. Huh? They give up. Amen. They had lost hope. Why? The Bible said blotting out the sun and the star. And sometimes experiences in life will do that to a person. In other words, they won't be able to see afar off, the Bible says. Amen. They'll see as if there's no way out in life, that they don't have options. And that's what I was talking about a couple of weeks ago when I said that you have options. Amen. You have options. There's always a way out in Christ. Is that right? Amen. So, amen. The Bible says, verse 21, and no one had eaten for a long time. Guess what? Amen. They began to that's like a fast. Amen. They hadn't eaten for a long time. Now, notice what happens now. Things began to change. Remember, Paul was a prisoner. Amen. And he was considered to be the least on board. Amen. But God will take you and cause you to have favor, and he'll raise you up. Amen. To a place. Amen. Of honor for his glory. And as a witness for him. Is that right? The Bible says, amen, verse 21, Paul called the crew together and said, men, you should have. Now, can you imagine the prisoner, how the one that was considered to be the least on the ship? amen, that's unqualified to give advice, amen, on what direction to take. Amen. And here we have now Paul that's saying what? Can you see the scene? Huh? Paul called the crew together and said, men, you should have listened to me in the first place and not left their haven. Huh? You would have avoided all this injury and loss. There it is. Verse 22. But now there's always hope now. Hallelujah. But what did he do? He said, but take courage. Why? None of you will lose your lives even through the ship, even though the ship goes down. Uh-oh. Did you see that? Paul was giving them encouragement to take courage that even though the ship may go down, you're still going to make it in. Huh? You're still going to be saved. He says, take courage. I mean, even though the ship will go down. Verse 23, for last night, here we go. Oh, my goodness. Last night, an angel of the Lord to whom I belong and whom I serve, praise the Lord, stood beside me. Oh, my. Can you see how awesome that is? Even in the midst of a situation, sometimes you may be somewhere and can't understand why you are there. Somebody hear me now. You don't know why you are there because you haven't done anything to deserve it. Come on, somebody say amen. That even though Paul didn't do anything to deserve where he was, God kept him. God gave him a word. Amen. He says, amen, verse 24. And he said, don't be afraid. There it is. Be of good courage. Don't be afraid. Amen. He says, God's told me something. He said in verse 24, and he said, don't be afraid. Amen. Paul, for you will surely stand trial before Caesar. What's more, God in his goodness has granted safety to everyone sailing with you. Did you see that? See, God, listen. Even on your jobs and in your businesses and wherever you are, amen, God will even bless those who are around you. Huh? Did you hear what I said? He, listen, for some companies, amen, you may be working for a company or an agency. God is keeping that company and that agency for a reason. And he'll bless other people, amen, around you. Amen. Is that right? The Bible said God in his goodness have granted safety to everyone sailing with you. Isn't that awesome? Can I encourage you with something as I move on? Amen. You can be getting ready to get on a plane. Amen. Getting ready to travel to New Jersey. Huh? God will keep you and everybody on that plane. Huh? Do you believe that? When you are in that seat and you're getting ready to taxi down the runway, amen, you don't be thinking, oh, well, I wonder who's on here and if there's their time to go. Huh? Well, you better believe, amen, if nothing else, it's not your time to go. Come on. And if God have to keep that airplane and everybody on it just for you, he will. You believe that? Yes, he will. Amen. So he says, I believe God. Amen. You got to what? You got to believe God. Amen. For it will be just as he said. Amen. But we will be shipwrecked on an island. Trust God. Believe God at his word. Amen. Look at verse 30. It says, then the sailors tried to abandon the ship. They lowered the lifeboat as though they were going to put out anchors on the prow. Can you see that? But Paul said to the commanding officer and to the soldiers, you will all die unless the sailors stay on board. Isn't that something? The soldiers had to stay on board. Verse 32. So the soldiers cut the rope and let the boat fall off. There it is again. All of the things that they considered to be important to them, they had to what? Let it go. Mm-hmm. And trust God. Mm-hmm. Verse 33, and the darkness gave way to early morning light. Paul begged everyone. Amen. Notice now what had happened. Now Paul is in charge. Have you noticed that? The Bible said Paul begged everyone. You haven't touched food for 2 weeks, he said. See, it's been going on for 2 weeks. Verse 34, please eat something now for your own good. And he goes on to say, for not a hair of your head will perish. Then he took some bread and gave, oh my, Can you see what's happening? When they started on their way, there were certain things that was important to them that really became not so important to them. And before everything was over with, Paul was in charge and they were having a prayer meeting. Isn't that awesome? Mm-hmm. And Paul began to encourage them. Amen. Before their journey was over, God put Paul in charge and they were having a prayer meeting. Amen. Verse 36. Then everyone were encouraged. There it is. And that's what God do. That's why I was saying to you, brother. And I always say to all of our leaders of Valley Berean Christian Church, this is a church of admonishment and encouragement. Amen. We always want to encourage the people of God. Amen. And that's what I was talking about when you stood and gave that word, Brother Quentin, because God is a God of encouragement. Amen. He always gives us, amen, hope. And let us know that we can take courage. Amen. And the Bible says everybody was encouraged. Verse 37. And all 276 of us began eating. But this is the number we had aboard. Verse 38. And after eating, the crew lightened the ship further by throwing the cargo of wheat overboard. Now they really start throwing over the things that they really consider to be important to them. Huh? The wheat. Amen. Amen. And so just when you get a chance, read the story, man. The Bible says that the stern began to be repeatedly dashed against the waves and the rocks, and the Bible said and the ship began to come apart. Verse 42, the soldiers wanted to kill the prisoners. Now notice this as I come to a close. Remember when I said that Paul started off as a prisoner and the officer, amen, was appointed to watch over him? God in the process touched the heart of the officer who was in charge. Listen to me now. Amen. Because God will do this. He will touch the hearts of a person that's in charge. Amen. And he will cause him to have favor on you. Is that right? The Bible says, amen, that, you see, back in that was a custom. It wasn't to let a prisoner get away, escape. Amen. But the Bible said they had plans to kill Paul. Can you see that? How God will protect you? Verse 43 says what? But the commanding officer wanted to do what? He wanted to spare Paul. There it is. That's God's favor. Amen. So he didn't let them carry out their plan. Amen. Then he ordered all who could swim to jump overboard first and make for land. Verse 44. And he told the others to try for it on planks and debris from the broken ship. So everyone escaped safely ashore. There it is. Amen. So let me just summarize this. Amen. First of all, let us live our lives. Amen. For the Lord. Let's re-examine and refocus and find out what are truly the things that are important to us, or the things that should be important to us and to God. Amen. In order to avoid shipwrecks of life and be delivered from them. Amen. You must heed the signs of imminent danger and shipwreck in life. Amen. What are the signs? We saw in the text, headwinds against the direction of their traveling. What? Lack of positive direction in their life. Notice they were all over the place. Amen. What? Loss of precious time in their lives. What? Missed opportunities. What? Storms of life getting progressively worse with no hope for tomorrow. What? Changing of weather when it looks okay to sail. Amen. So we can be encouraged. Amen. So what? Know that God has a word of salvation to those who will listen. That's the first thing. In other words, there's always hope. Number two, despite your current situation, there's still hope. Number three, despite the storms, there is a brighter day in Christ. Is that right? Listen, follow God's emergency plan instructions. Amen. Stay on board. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's be encouraged, my brothers and sisters. Let's be able to listen to the voice of God. Amen. Know that our Savior is able to calm the storm. I believe that's four. Amen. Number five, take courage. Amen. For not a hair on your head will be harmed. Amen. Number six, refocus and reexamine the things that are important to you. Amen. Number seven, Jesus is able to give you favor to those in charge. Amen. That can even save your life. Number nine, God will thwart the plans of your enemies and those working against you. Mm-hmm. And is this number 10? Amen. And that lastly, God will fulfill his promises even if you have to make it on planks, boards, but you will be saved. In other words, take courage. Hallelujah. Take courage. Amen.